There was an old fiddle player one time lived in Glenfinn, and he only had the two tunes. But he was asked to go to a dance to Letterhillow, a town land they call Letterhillow. And on his way going, he had the fiddle with him, and he didn't care for going, he only had the two tunes. And as he was going along a lonely part of the road, there come a wee red-haired man out afore him. And the wee man asked him where he was going. He said he was going to a dance in Letterhillow, when he would far rather not go and counter him only having the two tunes, and he knowed there would be a big crowd there, and it would be hard to play them in music. So the wee man said to him, "What kind of a fiddle," he says, "have you with ye?" So he took the fiddle out from under his coat and he showed the fiddle to the wee man. And the wee man examined her. And he run his fingers across the strings three times and he handed the fiddle back to him. "Well, go on," says he, to this fiddle player, says he, "go on," he says, "and don't be cowardly," he says, "and go into the dance," he says, "the night," he says, "there'll be no other fiddle player there," he says, "lucky." So on he went, and when he come into the dance house, there was a very big crowd, and he took his set to play for them, and when he drew out the fiddle, he drew the bow on her, and she was twice as loud. And there wasn't a tune of 100 tunes but he had. They all got up to dance and they said they never heard a fiddler in this world like him. So he played on to the morning. And in fact, he was able to raise the roof of the house with music. But he was the best fiddle player was supposed to be in this county. And he was a good fiddle player all his life and lived to be very old. And when he took death, on his deathbed, the fiddle was hung above him, for he was lying. And when he departed, the fiddle busted on the wall. The fiddle busted on the wall when he departed. He was the name of Hurden. He was from a town land they called Garwin Hill.